The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon in New York City tonight, where I'm going to be co-hosting NBA Countdown.
I'm Tony Kornheiser in my house tonight, where I'll be fixing up some leftovers. I think some flank steak and grilled chicken, in case you want to come down and have some of that.
Okay.
It's already made. Just have to eat it up.
Greeny is the host. Greeny really is the host. And Stephen A. and Jalen and I, we just sort of scream, But Greeny is a real host. So is Jalen.
It's good to know.
So is Stephen A.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, LSU's starting quarterback enters the transfer portal. Serena Williams is skipping the Australian Open, and Novak Djokovic appears to be playing in it. But we begin today with the NBA. While everyone is speculating about whether Steph Curry will hit 16 threes tonight against Portland, Portland would seem to have bigger issues than that. Their second guard, C.J. McCollum, who averages 21 points a game alongside Damian Lillard, has a collapsed lung. That's not a day-to-day deal. The Blazers are 11-14. Nothing is working there. Wilbon, does this have the feel of a rebuild situation?
It does, Tony. It does. And Damian Lillard spoke to his portion of this, just a few minutes ago, as they get ready to play that game tonight in Portland. And Dame has said over and over, he said it repeatedly, he has said it emphatically, sincerely, as far as I'm concerned, that he doesn't want to leave Portland. He's not asking for a trade. Now, he knows this is a business, and he may be traded, but he's not demanding one. This is not, like other places around the country, Philadelphia, where somebody says, I don't want to play here anymore. In fact, he says, I want to be here. I want to be right here. And so, but it seems like he and C.J. McCollum have to be traded. They got to the conference finals once. It looks like they maxed out. They got a new interim GM and probably a new GM coming. And it's too bad because it's so fun to go there and see those guys specifically play in that uniform when they're really good. They're not really good right now as a team, Tone. I think they're probably probably the biggest disappointment in the NBA so far.
So yesterday I sat in this very chair on this show and I said that Portland was a team that could capsize. And that's before I heard about McCollum being out. That's a great guard combination, McCollum and Lillard. They're right up there with Chris Paul and Devin Booker. And as long as Klay Thompson isn't on the court yet, they're ahead of that guard combination. But, and there's always a but, I have no idea when McCollum is going to be back. Lillard is having the worst year of his career. He's shooting 39% from the field. He's down 7 points a game from last year, 9 points a game from the year before. All right? They fired a perfectly good coach last year. Then they bring in Chauncey Billups, who I don't know that he's ever coached before, and the guy who hires him gets fired about an hour and a half ago. So there's no support for Chauncey Billups whatsoever in the organization now. He could be on thin ice. It's cascading. You say that Lillard doesn't want to be traded, but it is a business. If I'm Portland, I'm thinking right now of trading Lillard for Ben Simmons, who you alluded to before. Ben Simmons could be far away from Philadelphia, which would be good for him. It's no hotbed of media antagonism like there is in Philadelphia. And Lillard would be great, right away great for Philadelphia.
With Joel Embiid,
Yes.
We agree, Tone. It's sort of sad. Again, I have been in that building a number of times to watch those guys play there. And the place where they play loves them, appreciates them. It vibrates. That is the thing in that community, the Portland Trailblazers, and the last seven or 8 years starring Dame Lillard. But, Tony, it looks like if they're going to get something back and they're not just going to just be rock bottom for 5 years, it would seem Portland is going to have to make some move. And by the way, I don't know if it's Philly. There are other teams that would get involved. Who the hell doesn't want Dame Lillard? especially when healthy, and the Dame Lillard we've seen for the past few years. So,
well, it's been reported that he wanted a big contract extension, so he picked a bad time to have his worst year.
Yeah,
and they also, when Paul Allen died, his sister took over, and it is reported that she is not as enthusiastic about the team or the players as Paul Allen was.
As
and again,
Paul
then you
was.
Find
That's
out
right.
the president GM, you know, created an atmosphere that was uncomfortable in the workplace.
And he
so
had
this
to
is
go.
Going down. It's
yeah,
going
this is
down.
Not good. No element of it, Tony, really is good. It really isn't.
No.
We got so much news pouring out of Baton Rouge. LSU starting quarterback Max Johnson, the son of Super Bowl winner Brad Johnson, entered the transfer portal. His brother, number one ranked high school tight end Jake Johnson, decommitted. But new coach Brian Kelly did land Notre Dame special teams coach, its co-director of strength and conditioning, and McNeese State coach Frank Wilson, he runs recruiting. So, Tony, was Tuesday a good day or a bad day for LSU football?
I'm going to say that on balance it was a good day. I'm not going to minimize Brad Johnson's children. They have the genetics. They come from
yes,
a guy who won a Super Bowl. But I would ask you, other than Joe Burrow, when was the last time that LSU had a great quarterback? LSU's quarterbacks
Burt
are like
Jones.
Ohio State's quarterbacks.
Burt
That's
Jones.
A long time. They're Ohio State quarterbacks, a lot of smoke, not much fire.
Never.
Okay?
Never, ever.
It's. Yeah. I would think that the LSU people and Brian Kelly had to think there's a possibility new coach kid wants to leave. And I would tell you, and I know you would agree, that the most important two words in college football are transfer portal.
Yeah.
If Brian Kelly
yes.
can't get a good kid to transfer there, and he did it at Notre Dame, he got Jack Cohn from Wisconsin, and he went 11-1. If he can't get a good kid to transfer to LSU, he shouldn't even be the coach. So I would tell you that getting these other coaches, including my friend Brian Polian, and getting that head of recruiting who is reputed to be the greatest ever in the state of Louisiana, that on balance, this is a good day for LSU.
Yeah, Tone, this isn't like pro football where you can get somebody for 10 or 12 years. You know, if you're one of two teams, you get a guy like Reggie White, and you would say, you know what?
Yeah.
Take the whole coaching staff with you. In college football, it doesn't work that way. Kids come and go with the transfer portal. Yes, the two most important words in college sports these days. Tony, kids are going to come and go more than ever. And so you've got to have a staff in place that you know can do two things, coach and recruit. I think recruitment
That's
is still
right.
going to be the life's blood of college sports, particularly college football. So I think
yes.
it's a good day. I don't want to overstate it. When you lose big-time players, and college is not one and done, college football like college basketball. So the Johnson
right.
kids who, yeah, they got a genetic advantage over just about anybody else you're going to be recruiting.
Absolutely.
Those kids could be around for 3 or 4 years, and they can change your fortunes. But if that recruiting director is all that he is said to be, and Polian
right.
and those coaches are going to be around for a while, then it would be a pretty good day.
Let's understand something. This is LSU, okay? Half the NFL is from LSU in Alabama. They're a good players
right.
want to go to LSU. And this is Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly won more games at Notre Dame than Newt Rockne. I may not like that accent, but I'm not going to say he can't win a national championship because the last three coaches at LSU all won national championships, and I would say that two of them are not necessarily Mensa candidates. Let's move to the Australian Open. Serena Williams, the most decorated woman tennis player in the world, has dropped out. The hamstring injury she suffered last June still isn't right. Novak Djokovic, the best men's tennis player in the world, is on the entry list. Woo! The Australian Open has decreed that if you're not vaccinated against COVID, you can't play. Djokovic has been very public about not liking vaccines, but this certainly suggests he's vaccinated. So, Wilbon, which is the bigger news, Serena out or Djokovic in?
I'm going to just personalize this, Tony. Here's how I'm going to come up with my answer. I have purchased tickets to see tennis matches, particularly Grand Slam events, in both New York and London. Okay? In part, large part, if not entirely, I purchased them with the hope, because they were late when I bought them, so we're talking about the quarters or the semis or whatever. I purchased them to see Serena Williams. Never purchased
mm-hmm.
them to see Djokovic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about in the last, starting in 2012 and a couple of times. So I'm going to plunk my money down to see Serena. Not Djokovic, as great as he is, and Djokovic may retire with more slams and he may be the greatest male tennis player by that distinction of all time. He may be Serena. Serena's the bigger draw. I mean, I don't know. Serena might be the biggest draw, even if you ask me that about Nadal, right? It may be about Federer, Serena. So I'm going to say Serena, understanding what a big deal it is for Djokovic to show if he does.
Yeah, Serena right now seems to be getting further and further away from tying Margaret Court and then passing Margaret Court. I think she's 40 years old now. The last major she won was the Australian Open in 2017. So when this one is done, it'll be 5 years, 5 years since she won a major. I think she's in a chase that she can't win. I think that. I think actually the bigger news is Djokovic because of the sort of political news of Djokovic. This is a guy who yapped loud and long against vaccines, against vaccine mandates, but he understands that this, he's already tied with Federer and Nadal for the most majors ever. This one is on his racket because Federer's not going to play and Nadal might not play. So I'm thinking that Djokovic says, this is my real best last shot at this. I've won this 9 times. It's my best major, and I don't know about Zverev, and I don't know about Medvedev, and I don't know about Tsitsipas. Maybe they catch me. So for me, Mike, that is the bigger news that he's actually going
to play. But if you had to, even though Serena's not the Serena that we've known forever and ever and ever.
I would watch her. Oh, I would want to see her. 100%.
If you had to plunk your money down, I know you would go see Serena.
100%. No, that's true. Okay. Let's take a break.
All right.
Coming up, the Cowboys have the better record, but should the Washington football team be favored when they meet on Sunday?
And was the assist or the goal the better part of this play last night? Toss up is next.
Mike, I don't think she's going to catch her. How about you?
I think it's unlikely. Yeah. I still go. I'm going to pay my money to see Serena.
Our interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Truly Hard Seltzer, part of Happy Hour.
It's time for Toss Up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, then begins his nightly commute two floors down to the kitchen, and it's hard. What's first?
Toss Up, who do you favor heading into Sunday's game, the Cowboys or the football team?
The Cowboys should be favored. The Cowboys are a better team. Their record is 8-4. Washington's record is 6-6. The Cowboys have a franchise quarterback to whom they pay $40 million a year. Washington has a guy who last year was taking grad courses in math at Old Dominion. Washington is missing its tight end, and its best pass rusher, who was supposed to be back, Montez Sweat, famously unvaccinated, now has COVID because he was famously unvaccinated. But of course, I'm going to be a homer. I'm going to pick Washington. They've won 4 in a row. They're only giving up 17 points a game in that. And their quarterback, the folk hero, Taylor Heineke, is completed at least 70% of the passes in all those games. So, Mike, I think for the 21,000 fans that go to this place every week, it ought to be a really special occasion. Maybe 30.
They'll be 45, and 30 of them will be rooting for the Cowboys, even though the game is in Washington. And, of course, the Cowboys should be favored because, of course, the Cowboys are the better team. But you know what the Cowboys do pretty much every year since Jimmy Johnson and Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith and the playmaker left? They choke like dogs. That's what they do. At some point in the season, it goes south. Okay? And they don't do anything that they are forecasted to do that all the experts say they're going to do. They don't live up to Vegas expectations and win the division. They choke. They choke. And that they're going to do that this week. I'm not saying they're going to do it in 2 weeks, but I expect them to choke this week and the Washington football team to win this week.
Nathan, next.
Toss up, which was the better play? Sonny Milano's goal or Trevor Zegras' assist?
So I never saw anything like this before. I never saw somebody pick up the puck on his stick, throw it over the back of the goalie, and another guy baseball batted in, and in this case, left-handed. I was really impressed. I sort of wondered, why aren't more goals scored this way? And so Zegras picks it up, flips it, and then Sonny Milano, a Long Island boy, I'm told, knocks it into the net. If you ask me which is better, Milano, I'm sorry. If you ask me which is better, I'm going to say the assist. I understand that without the goal, it's just another puck flying in the air. So the goal's really important and it backs it up. But the artistry of the assist is what gets to me. So I'll say the assist is better.
The assist is all that matters. Now, you just said you've never seen this before. And PTI producer Matthew Kelleher, who knows way more about hockey than both of us combined, says this is original. This is an original move. And I'm going to say, because I'm just older than Matt, and I believe I've seen it. Not only do I believe I've seen it, somebody watching this show can send the video clip to the producers. I'm 100% sure I've seen it and seen it from Wayne Gretzky behind the net in his office, as they used to say. So I believe Gretzky. I know I've seen it. And somebody's going to send that clip in. It is the assist. The assist is... it's otherworldly. It's so great.
The whole play is total coordination on both people's parts.
Yes, it is.
It's wonderful.
It is.
That's
teamwork,
it,
baby.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Tiger Woods plans to return to the course in a father-son tournament. I think he played in it last year, too.
All right, now Kelleher's saying that he didn't say that it wasn't original, that Gretzky hadn't done it. We have to get a bet, side bet,
all right,
a good one. And are the woeful, pathetic Bears smart to start Justin Fields against the Packers on Sunday night in Lambeau, please? I don't really want to talk about that. I want to talk about
Milano,
that assist pass.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live Truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 40th birthday, Philip Rivers. Rivers is coaching high school ball at St. Michael Catholic in Fairhope, Alabama. And his team won 6-3 this season. But in August, when Carson Wentz broke a bone in his foot, Rivers told the LA Times he was going to stay ready in case his former team, the Colts, should call him. Rivers said, quote, "I'm not predicting I will play in December or January. You have to have somebody who wants you, and it has to be right. But I've not completely ruled that out," unquote. Obviously, that scenario now seems moot. But it's interesting Rivers thought about it. Rivers, Eli Manning, and Ben Roethlisberger were all drafted in 2004. Big Ben is the only one still playing, and there have been multiple reports that he's packing it in after this season. Rivers is the only one of the trio not to win the Super Bowl. He never got there. But when he retired after last season, Rivers had passed for more completions, yards, and touchdowns than the others.
And all three are going to the Hall of Fame, Tony, in my opinion. I realize, you know, two of those guys separated themselves with two Super Bowl victories each. But I think Philip Rivers, he can't play both sides of the field. He's not on special teams. He's not coaching. I think Philip Rivers goes to the Hall of Fame, don't you?
Not sure. I'm just not sure. Happy anniversary, Baltimore Ravens. On this day 8 years ago, in the snow in Baltimore, the Ravens outlasted the Vikings in what switched from a defensive slugfest to an offensive shootout in possibly the wildest final 2 minutes in NFL history. The Ravens took a 15-12 lead on a pass from Joe Flacco to Dennis Pitta with only 2 minutes and 5 seconds remaining in the game. That pass ended up being the first of 5 separate touchdowns and 5 separate lead changes in the final 125 seconds. 5 touchdowns in 2:05. The Ravens got the lead for good at 29-26 with 4 seconds left on a pass from Flacco to Marlon Brown. This has been the Ravens' DNA for years, win late and win by a little. They almost did it the other night against Pittsburgh, but their 2-point conversion pass didn't quite work out.
Tony, you could have added win dramatically. I mean, you know, for a franchise, yes, the roots of it you can say are Cleveland, because they are, but Baltimore, and we're talking a little more than 20 years, and they have so, they're involved in so many dramatic games. They seem to win more of them than not.
Happy trails to 500 for the Mavs. Dallas Mavericks fell to 11-12 last night after losing a close game to the Brooklyn Nets. No disgrace there. But the story is about what TNT's Reggie Miller said about Luka Doncic during the game. Miller said Doncic was, quote, plodding up and down the court, unquote, and, quote, has got to trim down, unquote. In other words, hey, Luka, try eating a salad. Afterwards, Doncic, who had 28 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists, conceded, quote, I know I've got to do better. Doncic reportedly showed up at training camp weighing 260 pounds, though his program weight lists him at 230. Quote, I had a long summer, Doncic said, and I relaxed a little bit. Maybe too much, unquote. Though battling a sore ankle that may keep him out tonight, Doncic is averaging 25.5 points, 7.9 rebounds, and 8.5 assists. And Wilbon, with numbers like that, I would happily buy him a pizza.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'd eat it. Tony, to be as great as this kid can be, and he has the tools to be one of the all-time greats. He's going to find some maturity and some muscle. Because right now, he's in short supply on both of those, as great as he is. And the all-time greats, what do they have? The all-time greats? Some discipline. Almost in every case, Doncic doesn't seem to have any of that. He's just cruising through the basketball world. Let's see if he can turn that around. Reggie Miller was right.
What a shot by Reggie Miller, though. Come on
it was,
now.
Yeah,
it's a shot.
Yeah.
Big finish, here we go. Tiger Woods and his son Charlie, they're going to play in the PNC Father-Son Championship later this month. I'll bet you're excited.
I'm excited. I play a little bit of golf with my son, and you played a lot of golf with a son who's a terrific player. I know you're excited, too. Tom Brady won SI's Sports Person of the Year again when it once before. Is that deserved?
Oh, absolutely. He won the Super Bowl at 43 years old. He's doing things nobody's ever done. Absolutely. Come on. Justin Fields has been medically cleared and will start on Sunday night against the Packers. Is that a good call?
There's no good call. It doesn't matter, Tone. They're going to get just wiped the floor with. It doesn't matter. Seahawks safety Jamal Adams tore a labrum. Out for the season, your thoughts?
I know that Seattle won on Sunday, but it just has the feel that it's going downhill in Seattle. It really does. Last one, the Lakers beat the Celtics last night. Is that significant?
Yeah, for the Lakers particularly, Tony. The Lakers have looked bad at times in this first quarter of the season. But they're keeping contact with the bunch, you know? They're not out of anything, and they have plenty of time to get it together and be what we think the Lakers will be, which is the Lakers.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Dr. Richard Rubin, shout out.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can see Greeny, Stephen A., Jalen, and me duke it out on Countdown at 7. And now, here's SportsCenter. We'll duke it out on sports.
My cardiologist. I thought you'd want to know that.